When you tune in to KEXE, KBXE, you hear about small town events and people coming together to raise money. Like a Park 4 Ball Club, there's a benefit Sunday, June 23rd at the Deer River High School Commons from 3 to 7 with silent and live auctions. There's also bingo and a famous frish fry from Jim Michaud. We had Chris Lindahl in from Ball Club. She's 12 years old and she is helping to raise money for this park that means a lot to her. She was joined by Becky LaPlante from Circle of Healing. I asked Chrysalyn why she cared about the park.
So I grew up in that park, and it was like you could use your imagination to make it a lot of fun, but it was never like a lot of fun. Like we would be like, hey, we can go to the park. But it was like we never could have as much fun as we wanted. Like we could do so much more with such a bigger park because there was only three pieces of equipment. And there used to be a slide, but something happened to that, and it was just... It was not a fun park at all, but, like, we just tried our best to use our imagination on it, and I think that's what gave me such a strong imagination growing up was that park, because I couldn't, like, find anything. I always had to make it something else, basically, and that's, like, kind of, like, the thank you I have for that park, but also it would be so much cooler if, like, the park was bigger and there was more places to spread your imagination to make the park even cooler than it already was.
Wow. So let's talk about what are the hopes? Are there, this is an event to raise money for this park. Do do you have the plans laid out for what you want the park to be? What's it going to be like?
So like you said, it's going to be in the shape of a turtle or a Mickanock, and that we take really big significance in that, especially in one of the people there. Her name is Mary Bebo. She's my aunt, and she just loves turtles, and my grandma, she loves turtles. All of our it's such an animal that we take such great significance in. It represents wisdom and stuff like that, and it's just something I grew up learning about, because I remember my Nana would constantly tell me stories of the turtle, and she would, every day I went to go visit her, and she'd be like, what's turtle in Ojibwe? And I'd be like, Mickanock. So it just kind of, it's branded in my head, basically. Mm-hmm. And we definitely came up with the idea to put the Ojibwe language spread out throughout the park. So, like, labels and just stuff like that, like brands. And I thought that was really, really cool to help the kids learn their own culture, because a lot of kids don't know their own culture nowadays. They don't really understand how to jingle dress dance and stuff like that. My sister, she didn't grow up with that either. She kind of never really learned how to dance, but so I think it's really cool that we're bringing that in along with like such an amazing park, is bringing the culture in and reteaching this to the kids and stuff like that.
Becky, what's your role?
Well, the Circle of Healing started meeting in Ball Club about 4 years ago, and 2 years into that, we had an idea to meet with the youth group. And so we brought them in and we just started this conversation about what would be meaningful for you in your community. And the idea first rose as a basketball court, definitely. And so that's kind of where it started. And in the final park plan, there is a plan for a basketball court there as well. We are leading with the playground piece because they've worked really hard on envisioning that piece of it. So, they just took off with the idea and started designing, and then through Myrna Peterson's connections at Mobility Mania, we got involved with a park planner, because a big part of this park is to be accessible as well. And so they started designing and looking at different equipment, and then the turtle took shape, and we've gone through, I think, about 4 revisions. Okay. And now we finalized it pretty much in December, and that's when we started fundraising. So a bunch of adults now, and the youth are helping with selling raffle tickets and things like that. Okay. But we have started fundraising for the park.
So the event sounds like a lot of fun. Are you looking forward to that too?
I'm very excited about that. And so are all my friends. We're all really ecstatic about it, because it's such a big thing to us, because even if it's just a park, it's so big, because it could last so long. And yeah, we're just really excited about it. And it also sounds fun. And plus, there's going to be fish fry. I mean,
Raffle tickets are available for this event. You can give us a call, 800-662-5799. The Park for Ball Club benefits Sunday, June 23rd at the Deer River High School Commons from 3 to 7. All Things Considered is up next on KEXE KBXE. I'm Heidi Holton.